This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In Georgia's recount, one rural county has found 2,600 uncounted ballots. It's unlikely to change the state's overall results, said Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's voting system implementation manager. The error could worsen an already tense situation in the state amid allegations by President Trump's campaign that the election was marred by fraud. President Trump asked for options on attacking Iran's main nuclear site last week, but ultimately decided against the strike, a U.S. official said on Monday. Trump made the request during a meeting on Thursday with his top national security aides. The official confirmed the accounts of the meeting in the New York Times, which reported that the advisors persuaded Trump not to go ahead with the strike because of the risk of a broader conflict. Hurricane Iota made landfall Monday night, about 15 miles from where Ada touched down less than 2 weeks ago. Iota hit Nicaragua as a Category 4 with 155-mile-an-hour winds. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The three U.S. and one Japanese astronauts arrived at the ISS Sunday for a six-month stay.
Four astronauts are now aboard the International Space Station after successful docking maneuvers Monday night. The SpaceX Dragon capsule Resilience met up with the station about 27 hours after liftoff from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. Victor Glover, Michael Hopkins, Shannon Walker, and Japan's Soichi Noguchi joined three others aboard the station for a six-month stay. At a short ceremony to welcome the new crew aboard the ISS, Noguchi said the new arrivals are humbled by and ready for the experience.
We are very humble and happy to be here. This is the first operational flight of the Crew Dragon, and it took 27 hours, but we enjoy every moment. And from now on, we are part of this great expedition crew member, Expedition 64. We have a lot of utilization ahead of us, and we are ready to work.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Monday Night Football had the Minnesota Vikings head down to the Windy City and take on division rival Chicago Bears. The Vikings take home the win 19-13. Minnesota's quarterback Kirk Cousins, now 1-9 on Monday Night Football games, talks up the win.
And just great to get a win, you know, against a divisional opponent at their place, a place that's, you know, tough place to play. You know, it's a really good defense we play tonight. I felt like they showed it all game long. Yards were tough to come by. Points were tough to come by. You know, they were able to contain our run game for the most part, and you know, that's why it was so important to have success in the pass game and have success on third downs. They were also are a very good defense on third down and in the red zone. So got to give the defense a ton of credit for holding the Bears to only, you know, really 6 points, and you know, just proud of our team for the work we've put in the last few weeks and the results we've been able to get, and Now we just got to keep building on it.
Chicago Bears quarterback Nick Foles was carted off the field after being slammed to the turf late in the fourth quarter. Bears head coach Matt Nagy said Foles suffered a hip or a leg injury. Sunday, the Vikings host the Dallas Cowboys. The Bears are on a bye week. Medical evaluations performed Monday on New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees reveals that he has multiple rib fractures on both sides of his chest and a collapsed lung. Brees is unsure how much time he might be forced to miss before returning to start for the Saints. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance. Let's pray.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Boy, the signs are all there, aren't they? I mean, look at what's happening on the streets of America today. Not only just in Portland, we saw what happened last weekend in Washington, D.C. Everyday Americans just there at our nation's capital and being attacked by Antifa and the activists of Black Lives Matter. Absolutely disgusting. And I know, like many are asking, you know, where's the police? Where's law enforcement on this? There was even security. The people there for the MAGA March, Million Men March, were thoughtful enough to have security available, but there was no way that they could possibly take control or even help everybody because it was just such a massive event. The challenge happened later in the evening when Antifa and Black Lives Matter came back to regain their claimed ground, I guess, so to speak, and defend it. And they began to attack conservatives, families, husbands, wives with kids. And you think, okay, what is going on here? And then, of course, we're still dealing with this COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, this is the 60s all over again, and the question is America really now on the eve of destruction? Alex McFarland joins us now. Alex is the author and culture expert. He's been sounding the alarm ever since I've known him about the impact of our culture that all this has had and having, and what we must do if we're going to save our country, God willing. And, of course, he addresses this specifically in his new book, The Assault on America. Alex, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. It's a great honor to be on with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, what do you say about all this, Alex? I mean, this is this is stuff you've written about. You've been sounding the alarm. It's out of control. I'm thinking, boy, we can get back to where, you know, what we learned in grade school, and that is that you have to bully a bully, and that's what these anarchists are, and this Black Lives Matter, activists are doing. I mean, they're just absolute bullies. They're the mob, and they're really setting themselves up in such a way that. The police obviously cannot handle this. So we need to protect ourselves all in understanding in the book of Ecclesiastes written by, one of the wisest men ever, because God had anointed him with said wisdom, said there is a time for war and a time for peace. And I'm wondering if that verse comes into play here.
Well, yeah. And you know what? It's funny, Bill. I've written about this and spoken about this for the last 20 years. And there were times maybe during the administration of George W. Bush that, mm-hmm. I was researching and, you're finding data about the building of the deep state. And, along, 15, 16 years ago, you hear the term RINO, Republicans in name only. and you think, is it really? You know, I'm saying what we've seen with the swindling of this election, and let me say that, yes, absolutely, the Marxist Democrat Party from the Clintons and Pelosi and Schumer and Biden and, of course, the Squad and all of these people, they are not constitutionalists. They have nothing but malice for America and a desire to control the American people. And they have attempted, they're in the process of attempting to steal this election.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, for 20 years I've written and spoken about this, and I mean, we're really seeing it, Ed. I want to say to everybody that there is, like you reference from God's word, there's a time to fight. There's a time for war. And I guess the question is, can we, for God and country, summon enough resolve that we're willing to pray, fast and pray, speak, influence, and maybe, I'm going to say it, take up arms to defend the U.S. Constitution. This is about, are we going to be captives and slaves, or are we going to be free people living in liberty before God, as our founders died for us to be?
Exactly. Well, it's time for the people of God. You know, he says he will contend with those that contend with us. Alex, I think we need to call on God's heavenly armies. We can call upon the armies of God in heaven to come down and fight this fight on our behalf. I mean, I'm offended, and that's putting it in mild terms, that you have these people, these anarchists, the Squad, the Democratic Party, that wants to destroy the legacy of the American dream that our fathers, grandparents, other generations fought to preserve since the founding of this country. How dare they come in and hijack this country to take it in a different direction when it was never intended that way, going back to the Pilgrims, you know? And they have the nerve to come in. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is treason. Folks, listen to me. Nancy Pelosi should be hung for treason. The Clintons, all of these people that are subverting your rights, my dear friends, these people are guilty of treason. I want everybody to listen to the video that's online, and I'm sure most people have heard the video about the opening of the deep state. That the video by, was it Lynn Wood, the attorney?
Yes.
Attorney,
right.
Lynn Wood. Have you watched that, Bill?
I have not. I've heard about it, but certainly I'm within the pulse of, you're talking Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, and Rudy Giuliani right now, that are modern day Trinity for justice that have been fighting the good fight for us.
Yeah, exactly. So, America is embroiled in the middle of the most intense warfare of our history, honestly. This is probably one of the top three most tenuous, dangerous moments in the history of the country. And, Bill, let me just give a little illustration about a big part of the responsibility of the church right now, but specifically of pastors. You know, in so many realms of life, there's what's called the first line of defense. I mean, your body has immunities and antibodies against disease. Your computer has a firewall. Your car, I mean, there's a fuel filter to keep debris out of the fuel injection or the carburetor. Well, for any culture, as my friend Chuck Colson would say, and yes, Chuck Colson was a friend. He spoke for our conferences. Privately, publicly, Dr. Colson would say to our audiences, and he said to me, that the church is the conscience of the culture. And also, Colson would say that the state of the pastorate very much informs the health of the country.
Right.
I want to say we are where we are largely because of 40 years of pastors not really preaching righteousness, repentance, holiness. And right this minute, the 600,000 plus people that are ordained pastors and ministers, they need to be calling for prayer, fasting and prayer. And if you even have a thimble full of patriotism for our constitutional republic, this is time to fight on our knees, because we may end up fighting with our hands and our weapons.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Alex McFarland after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The strength to fight, your
goal. You know, you've heard me say this before, that in life, there are some moments and choices that stand out and that are extremely significant. We know God is doing what God does. I mean, he's nonstop. He's intentional to realize his ultimate purpose for his creation. The opportunity that is thrust upon us right now is that, are we going to sync up and co-labor with God Almighty, or are we going to continue to kick at the goats? Dr. Alex McFarland is with us, the author and culture expert. I mean, so much so, and so obviously so, that even CNN had to admit that he's a cultural and religious expert. And we're grateful to have Alex with us to address these issues. And Alex, no doubt that, you know, that politics is downstream of the culture. But before you get to the culture, you got to go into the church house, as our good friend Dr. Tony Evans would say. And we know that when judgment comes, that's where it begins. And there's already some judgment that's happening in the church house right now, because Jesus gave his all to establish what was needed to fortify us here on earth, that the powers of hell could not prevail against it. But it has to be true to its mission. If it violates that, then you have the church operating and dysfunctional as it is today. I mean, to the earlier point you were saying, according to George Barna's extensive study, over the majority, I should say, of senior pastors in the pulpit today don't even hold to a biblical worldview, Alex. I mean, that is most disturbing. And, of course, then we see the other fruit of what's coming out from some of these senior pastors and churches, that you go, wait a minute, how in God's heaven and earth can you come up with that sort of thing? I mean, it's almost like God talking, you know, the children of Israel when they were sacrificing their own kids. You know, it's like God says, where did you get that idea? I never even would even suggest that you would do such a thing. And though at that time we're talking about the sacrifice of children to the god of Molech, I mean, in a sense, the church itself has been sacrificing its, you know, its constituency, its sheep, to the modern age, is the modern gods of this age.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, we have got to have the Word of God as our authority. You know, if you're a Christian, and certainly if you're a minister, the Bible, God's Word, must be our authority. And, you know, to preach the Word of God is not always popular. In fact, if you really call out sin and preach Christ, the one and only way of salvation, and call lost people to repent and be born again through Jesus alone, mm-hmm. I mean, that you can be very much criticized, how well I know. Yeah. But the thing is, if I read 1 Corinthians 6 correctly, Paul says in verses 19 and 20, we are not our own. Mm-hmm. So as a Christian, and certainly as a minister, we are owned by Christ, who bought us. So I have to obey the master. Ministers must obey the Lord, and preachers need to preach the Word of God. Now, there are plenty of things that are common realities in our culture that the Word of God says are, in the eyes of the Lord, abominable. Why aren't the pastors calling out sodomy, homosexuality, transgenderism? Why aren't the pastors calling out abortion and warning murderers that they're in the danger of the fires of hell? Right. Bill, have you been following Raphael Warnock in Georgia, the American pastor who came out this week and said that the church has always been okay with abortion, and there's nothing in the Word of God against abortion, and in fact, the Word of God is actually pro-choice? Have you been following this hireling?
No, this is, it is disgusting. I mean, you see, this is the thing. And, you know, it's bad enough to fall into the hands of an angry God, number one, but number two, to misrepresent God. God does not like to be misrepresented. And when you start putting yourself in that position, whether you do it in the name of a prophetic mantle or some other means, or even yet, when you become a shepherd of the flock, Lord have mercy on your soul if you misrepresent God.
Exactly. Raphael Warnock, I'm so broken for the state of your soul. You You've sold yourself out for power within the ranks of the Democrats. And my poor fellow.
And real quick, Alex, I want to clarify so people know who Raphael is, the senator nominee that is in the runoff in Georgia. And he's running against Kelly Loeffler.
Yeah. And, you know, he's got a lot of baggage. I mean, he obstructed the police that were trying to apprehend a child abuser several years ago. And
exactly.
He was a part of a church that celebrated Fidel Castro in 1991. And so he's at least a socialist. And, you know, the sad thing about it, he doesn't even know this. He's a pawn of the Democrats, puppet right. masters, and a pawn of Satan himself. But
well, you heard what happened. You heard what happened to him this past week, right, with his wife?
Oh yeah, yeah.
There was a domestic incident. Supposedly, he ran over her foot in his car.
Yeah, classy guy. But you know, to try and say, just like many of the, I think about there was the priest that wrote a book on trying to legitimize homosexuality utilizing the scriptures. And, you know, these people that are the revisionists, they absolutely rape the text of Scripture for some attempt at a political agenda. And Warnock is like that, saying that the Bible is pro-choice. And it's all because in January of this year, Biden, who, by the way, is not president-elect yet, and I hope he never will be, but Biden said in January there's no place in the Democrat Party for somebody who is not pro-choice. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if Warnock wants to rise in the ranks of the Democrat Marxists, he's got to feign being pro-abortion. Mm-hmm. But how ludicrous that is to try and say the Bible supports that.
Yeah, and how can he? How does he square up the fact that in the platform of the Democratic Party, they renounce God specifically, Alex?
Yeah, exactly. And here's ostensibly a minister of God.
Yeah. How does that? I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
Truth matters. Truth matters. And, you know, the law of non-contradiction, to go to Aristotle, truth exists, and that's undeniable. And even, you know, they would say, well, truth can be known. And, well, there are some things that are undeniably true. And what's so different about nowadays is the Democrat Party, because of their worldview and their political ideology, they can't allow for there to be any objective absolute truth. Now, the founders, and I write about this in my book, The Assault on America, the founders believed there was truth, and there were undeniable moral truths that were applicable to all people and before which all people were accountable. And it might sound like some just philosophical footnote and not terribly relevant to say, well, does truth exist? No. Anarchy in the streets, election fraud, chaos, all of this is an outgrowth of the assumption that there is no ultimate truth.
Exactly.
So truth really matters.
It's what anchors us, Alex. Once we disengage from that moral anchoring of truth, then we're like a hot air balloon that's been punctured. We're pell-mell all over the place, and chaos reigns. Well, I'll tell you, it sure looks a lot like America today, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why I would urge people to pray. Please pray. I know Amen. It might sound simplistic. Pray for this nation, my friends, and don't Amen. Give up.
Yes, do not. We cannot give up or lose faith in well-doing. I mean, this is when faith is developed, isn't it, Alex? I mean, this is, again, a grand opportunity for people of faith to exercise their faith muscle and to see God's supernatural work be done. Alex McFarland, thank you for being with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In Georgia's recount, one rural county has found 2,600 uncounted ballots. It's unlikely to change the state's overall results, said Gabriel Sterling, Georgia's voting system implementation manager. The error could worsen an already tense situation in the state amid allegations by President Trump's campaign that the election was marred by fraud. President Trump asked for options on attacking Iran's main nuclear site last week, but ultimately decided against the strike, a U.S. official said on Monday. Trump made the request during a meeting on Thursday with his top national security aides. The official confirmed the accounts of the meeting in the New York Times, which reported that the advisors persuaded Trump not to go ahead with the strike because of the risk of a broader conflict. Hurricane Iota made landfall Monday night, about 15 miles from where Ada touched down less than 2 weeks ago. Iota hit Nicaragua as a Category 4 with 155-mile-an-hour winds. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. That's the way we plan it, so that we're not beholding. And what we share with you is fully committed to the truth, because as you heard from Dr. Alex McFarland, there is a squelch on truth. People don't want to hear the truth. And, you know, and we're going back more seriously than what Jack Nicholson had to say in A Few Good Men, that you can't handle the truth. Of course we can handle the truth, but we're conditioned by the culture that you cannot speak the truth, and we're paying an incredible price for ignoring the obvious. Lowell Ponte joins us, and it's always good to have my good friend with us, the former think tank futurist, former roving editor at Reader's Digest. Lowell, welcome to the show as always, buddy. How are you?
Wonderful to be with you, Bill. Well, here we are. I used to say that we are in the Roman Empire and the year is 400 AD and the barbarians are at the gates. Now the barbarians have basically taken over the gates. Mm-hmm. The empire is not going to last much longer. We know who won the 2020 election, and it was not Joe Biden. No, the winner was Xi Jinping in communist China. Because now that they have been able to put one of their hand-owned puppets in control of the presidency, China's triumph in the world contest between capitalism and communism is all but settled.
I mean, you know, it defies reason, Lowell, regardless of how the mainstream media tried to, you know, block the corruption of Joe Biden. I mean, we've had 47 years of experiencing, you know, his track record. We saw what he did recently as vice president with Barack Obama. He did us no favors. And then we find out that his family was highly corrupt and involved in taking backdoor money, dark money, darker than dark money. And though, you know, you didn't expect the mainstream media, so you see, okay, they're part and parcel of the cabal. No big surprise here. But how does somebody get elected, according to the mainstream media and some of the acolytes here, gets elected to the highest office in the land when he's got all this baggage with him? And even we're finding out that, you know, he set up a foundation, a cancer foundation, you know, in the name of his son, and nothing went to research. It all went to salaries and over $1 million in travel for he and his wife. I mean, this is typical Joe Biden, because even, you know, I mentioned the other day when you looked at, I don't know if you remember, but when he had presented his tax return, I noticed that his donation was about, I think 1.5% was what he had on that line item. 1.5% of his income is all he donated. Maybe part of it, you know, in giving him the benefit of the doubt, maybe he thought, well, look at, here I am, I'm a servant to the people, and so that needs to be, you know, considered an in-kind donation. But on his tax return, he only noted 1.5%. Now here's a guy who's made millions, and he's just thrown chump change in terms of helping others. I mean, that tells you a lot about somebody, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Of course, for years I've advised people that they should make charitable donations to PERF. PERF is the Ponte Emergency Relief Fund. So we are our own best charity in cases like Biden's. And what does he do? In 2013, Xi Jinping had just become the dictator of China, taking over from a deceased emperor. And Joe Biden met with Xi Jinping in middle-late 2013 and said, "You've done a wonderful job acquiring the presidency in your country. Will you help me become elected president of the United States?" Biden acknowledges he said this to the now dictator for life of communist China, our major competitor in the world. And lo and behold, Xi Jinping apparently took him seriously, because only 4 months later, Biden was back in the country with one of his, shields from How Money Gets Into the Family, his son Hunter, who walked away with $1.5 billion in investment from the communist Chinese military, investment that has been used since to acquire American companies that make dual-use technologies that were of great interest and desire by the communist Chinese military. And so the Biden family actually helped China build its military. The Biden family also was the one responsible for seeing that China was given most favored nation status in the World Trade Organization. He signed a singular memo that allowed Chinese companies to be on American stock exchanges without undergoing the independent audits that American companies are required to undergo. And Biden was there in control as vice president when most of the 3.5 million American jobs were taken from here to communist China. So China was more than welcome to or happy to pay 1/1000th of at least of what he had already brought them,
right,
by way of financial benefits to buy him off. But now they have the ability to blackmail him whenever they wish. But the secret details of that, he has greatly enriched 5 members of his own family, including Hunter. And how a person like that can be elected in violation of the oldest adage in politics, namely, you can't beat somebody with nobody. Biden is a nobody. He never accomplished anything of any significance in his, 47 years as either a senator or as vice president. He was nothing. He had failed in his own party. He'd been rejected multiple times as a presidential candidate. And yet here he was thrown into the gap as the alternative to Bernie Sanders, who, whatever else you have to can say about him, at least is quasi-honest. I mean, he'll tell you he's a socialist.
Yes.
He'll tell you he honeymooned in the Soviet Union and so on.
Right.
Biden doesn't really have any ideological belief at all. He just will do whatever is good for Joe Biden.
Does he even know who he is, though, Lowell, to that point? He, you know, people have referred to him as an empty suit, and as you describe him, you know, the question that immediately comes to mind is, who are you, Joe Biden?
Really? And by the way, speaking of money, if you go to Black Lives Matter website, and they have a button that says donate, click on that button and you will be taken to a website called Act Blue, a major Democrat Party website. In the third quarter, they raised $1.5 billion for Democrat candidates, including $300 million for Biden's campaign. And the interesting thing is, they were then asked, how much of this money came from Americans and how much of it came from overseas?
Amen.
And
yes.
They said, frankly, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet that money was going to Biden.
Right.
I mean, this could be an election run entirely by Communist China. We know the mechanism of it came from Communist China, namely the COVID virus.
Right.
Remember Bill Maher, the comic, who rightly said 2 years ago, the only way Democrats can beat Donald Trump is by wrecking the economy. Well, the COVID was used to wreck the economy, to destroy American morale. And by the way, Biden now says he's ready to shut down American businesses again for 6 weeks or longer. That would pretty much kill off whatever small businesses, mom-and-pop stores, have been created in our economy. It would be the end of capitalism.
Right.
As an independent thing. All that would be left would be the giant corporations who are tied hand and glove to the Democratic Party.
No question. That's, how else do they come up with all this money? I mean, you've got three Senate seats where they spend over $100 million. I mean, how do they afford that?
Yeah, they spent $100 million against Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, against McConnell, the Republican Senate leader in Kentucky. And they even spent $69 million in their campaign against Susan Collins in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
January 5th, we have an election coming up, a runoff to decide two Senate seats in Georgia. Very unusual situation.
Which you know that all kinds of money and shenanigans.
Trump is going to funnel probably $10 billion into that race. Meanwhile, Tom Friedman of the New York Times and other leftists have urged Democrats to move to Georgia immediately, register to vote, to vote to elect the Democrats, and then feel free to move out the next day. That, of course, violates Georgia law, but since when have Democrats ever been concerned about the law?
Yeah, exactly. We're talking with Lowell Ponte, former think tank futurist, former roving editor at Reader's Digest and author. And we're going to get into more of the shenanigans. Really, the Democratic Party, I mean, they're all collusive in this, along with the mainstream media and big corporations involved in this. Don't give me this $47 average donation.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on
on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's me, and we're back with you at 14 before the top of the hour. Lo Ponte continues with us. His recent commentary, How to Steal a Country. You know, quite obvious, Lo, that, the Republicans are questioning the veracity of this election. And meanwhile, it's notable that the Democrats are saying nothing. And the reason that they are saying nothing is because they've arrived at their expected destination. This was all purposed. It was intentional. It was design. Something that you suggested goes back to tentacles, 5-7 years ago with President Xi and Joe Biden. And we know the software that's in question right now, the machinery that counted votes in 30 states is questionable, to say the minimal. Is questionable at best, and here we are supposed to be the bastion of free and fair elections, and this is just beyond gross embarrassment. I mean, this is just a total fraud upon we the people.
Well, let's say, as Stalin did, it doesn't matter who cast the vote, it matters who counts them. And in this case, the vote counting in 28 states was done all or in part by Dominion Voting Systems. What is Dominion Voting Systems? It is a company whose parent company was originally created in Venezuela, was used to help elect Hugo Chavez, has computer circuitry. And by the way, part of the hardware for this system was built in communist China.
Mm-hmm.
Don't misunderstand that. But this Dominion system has abilities that allow you to, for example, order a vote switch internally so that one particular person in an election can win up to 12,434 votes, just to be hypothetical.
Mm.
And at the 45th vote, it switches automatically and begins giving his votes to a different candidate. And in fact, what we saw in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, and elsewhere was These things were not allowed to be watched by Republicans. Republicans were in some cases strong-armed, even though they were certified, licensed poll watchers, to be there. They're still being strong-armed in the voting going on right now in Georgia. They're allowed to watch, but they're only allowed to watch from a distance. And each Republican, there's only one Republican for every 10 long, large tables of ballot counters. So no,
this is in Georgia. This is what's taking place right now.
Yeah, which is utterly fraudulent. One problem is the Republicans have now gathered hundreds of affidavits of people who witnessed large boxes of ballots being brought in, who in Michigan witnessed three unmarked vehicles that had out-of-state license plates on them, out of which were being unloaded carton after carton after carton of unsealed ballots. Where did they come from? We don't even know. But once those ballots
probably behind the grassy knoll somewhere there, Lowell.
Yeah, but once those ballots are commingled with genuine ballots, and they're being commingled as fast as the left can do it, then recounting is meaningless because you're recounting a mix of real and fake ballots.
Right.
And you'll may get somewhat the same result. There have been some interesting examples. I mean, we could spend an hour and a half just talking about instances of cheating that have gone. One that's interesting is Melissa Carone, who works for Dominion Voting Systems, was in Michigan watching ballots being counted when she suddenly noticed that the Democrat operatives who were doing the ballot counting were picking up the same large stack of ballots, counting them, and then when they came out of the machine, counting them again.
Right.
And again, up to four or five times the same ballots. This is just one of many. Then you have these cartons of ballot. One carton, for example.
By the way, with Melissa, this is somebody who is an IT, I guess you could say an IT expert. I mean, she's experienced. I mean, we're not talking about some casual observer here. So this is somebody with some veritas, right?
Oh, Melissa has veritas, certainly. But the point is you don't even need it in this case. You're just witnessing people put a big stack of ballots through a machine, go around, pick up the same stack again, and put it through the machine again and again and again. So the ballots are being counted each time they go through as if they were new ballots.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, they've already been counted three, four, five
right.
times.
So then this becomes the ballots that they use to make up any deficiency if Trump is leading, whatever they need to feather in order to keep it within that tolerable number so that it doesn't raise a flag of suspicion, correct?
Yes. But at least one analyst who is still anonymous as far as we know, looking at Dominion Systems, estimated that in Pennsylvania, that switching mechanism may have changed 220,883 votes that were cast for Donald Trump, switched them to Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Those same machines somehow pushed Trump votes, 941,248 votes, into a separate file, and then the file was erased. So Trump had lost phenomenal amounts of votes, and Biden would now stand to lose a great number of votes if this could be proven.
Right. And the other thing people need to understand, Lowell, is that you had people in control of this information outside of the United States. And they're manipulating the system because they were able to access the back door, which is all part of their manual, their operating manual that Dominion gives to those that purchase the product. So it's quite telling and, you know, not only irresponsible, but how corruptible that you would have states knowing that this kind of doorway for voter fraud was available to them in Dominion, with Dominion, and still they went forward with this, knowing that this was an opportunity for them to stuff the ballot.
And knowing that Texas, for one, had refused to use Dominion machines.
On three occasions.
Yeah, stating openly that they saw too much potential for fraud in the machinery. That it was very easy to steal votes with the Dominion machines. So they just simply didn't allow them in Texas. And oddly enough, Trump won Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? But the point is, there's vast evidence of theft. The argument is, however, Democrats will say, okay, there was a little fraud here and there, but there were not enough votes stolen from Trump or given to Biden
to make
allow
up the difference.
for Trump to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, boys and girls, that is very questionable. But the point is, a court, you would think, would have to have evidence. I suggest two things. I suggest, number one, as the ancient Romans used to say, let justice be done though the heavens fall. The Supreme Court, even though it would be terribly unpopular, should now block all of this procedure.
Right.
They may not even need to initiate a new election to do that. I mean, Jonathan Turley, liberal at George Washington University Law School, he says there was obvious voter fraud. More than 10,000 dead people voted, for example, including dozens of them who were 120 years old. One who was born in the 1830s voted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just phenomenal. Alan Dershowitz points out that Trump does not need to defeat Biden. He merely needs to pull enough electoral votes away from Biden that Biden doesn't reach 270.
Exactly.
And as a result, mm-hmm. the election is thrown into the House of Representatives, where under the Constitution, a vote would be taken by this Democrat body, but each state would have only one vote.
Mm-hmm.
And a majority of state legislatures in the country are Republican. They have the ability right now to give Trump a victory because they have the legal authority to say, we believe the vote in Michigan, in our Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, whatever, was fraudulent, was defective, had too many problems and irregularities in it. We are now appointing our own slate of electors, and they could name a slate of Trump electors.
Right, exactly. But do they have the courage to do that?
There's no legal power that can overturn that.
Yeah, but do they have the courage? That's the thing.
That's the question.
And because the crisis that has been created here, Lowell, by the Democrats, the mainstream media, big tech, all these that have come into this this cabal here to get rid of Trump at any cost. Forget about lying, cheating, anything that we know about fairness. That is out the door. I mean, this is the Democratic Party on steroids. And Dominion software and machinery gave them the mechanism in which to do this, to take what they have routinely done for decades and have gotten away with now. And maybe all this is the Waterloo of it all. Maybe we finally get to the point where it's so exposed that even the former Attorney General Eric Holder cannot look at people in the face any longer and say that voter fraud is some myth, that it doesn't exist.
Well, up until now, it was not a matter of life and death for the Democrats to rig an election this blatantly like gangsters. Up until now, if you elected a Bush, for example, a member of the Bush family, they were believers in the New World Order, the coming reset, the gradual phasing out of capitalism and the phasing in of a new world government. They, of course, had always assumed the new world government would be run from the U.S. It's now clear under Biden, the new world government capital will be Beijing.
Yes. It's really scary.
It's very serious. But we're still looking at the Great Reset as proposed by the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Mm. We're looking at them phasing out capitalism is an obsolete system. And of course, real capitalists in the U.S. are being destroyed by the virus that it was unleashed on us by whom? Oh, China.
Yes.
And they keep mutating it every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. There's so much to understand and appreciate when you go into a deep dive, but even at the surface perspective, Lowell, this is frightening.
Oh, this is the end of democracy and freedom as we've known it. Get ready to live the rest. Well, it used to be you would teach Spanish to your children
right.
and Chinese to your grandchildren because that's the way the world was going. Forget Spanish.
You got to leave it there. Lowell Ponte, until we meet again. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improve. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.